May tenderness and gratitude come from our hearts for the angels assigned to us. They stay so behind the scenes but are entrusted with our safety, for better or for worse. And tonight, I saw it was for worse. During prayers, I saw many gurneys in the aisle of the place where I was having a communion service. And on the gurneys were rows and rows of injured angels. Their commander was also injured, with a blow to his head and his right arm in a sling. He came up to me and said, "The fighting is very intense right now." So I offered my communion service for them because of what they were suffering on our behalf. I came down from the altar and walked along the corridor, passing over each of them. I kissed their hand, thanking and praying and comforting them. By the end of the communion service, I saw many of them getting up off their beds and shaking off the dust of battle. They were ready for more combat. But who ever heard of such a thing? Praying for angels? Just to be sure, I wasn't imagining anything, I asked the Lord, "What was I seeing at communion time? Was that from you?" Jesus answered me, "It was. Angels who have been wounded in your service, Claire, and it is very touching to see you go around praying for each one. Very touching indeed. But I have more angels than you can imagine. There is never a lack. And they far outweigh the opposition. Yet there have been great battles. They have kept your panther down. They have stopped divisions brewing. They have protected your little ones on the channel. They have done so much. Your response was one of love and charity. You saw those who had been injured for a righteous cause, and you prayed over them. There's nothing contradicting Scripture in that. It was an innocent and very loving gesture. I wish for my people to know that their angels expend themselves for their cause, to protect them and their families. If I allow you to see their state, it is appropriate to comfort and pray for them. Don't go looking for these things, but if I bring them to you, then you may minister to them. I have teams and teams of angels, Claire. Just because one set are recovering from battle does not mean you are uncovered. I cannot leave you uncovered for even a moment. There are too many bent on harming you. So they accompany you and fight when necessary. Afterwards they rest or are exchanged out for another fresher team. So much, my people, has been done to loose demons on you in this moment of time. The proliferation of demons is staggering, but they are no match for my angels, and they have suffered far more casualties than ours. You owe a great debt to your angels, and it is always proper for you to pray for them and thank them, always. They love the little souls, the humble, throwaway souls the world abhors. They particularly love to come to their rescue, so never fear your angels. They are there for your protection. Bless and pray for them often.